Going into 2007, HDTVs are becoming a must-have technology. No longer for the super wealthy or early adopters, this holiday season witnessed a buying frenzy for these high-tech TVs, and it's given retailers a headache. NPR's Jessica Smith reports.
Ever since the big box discounters put flat-screen TVs on their shelves, the competition has gone into overdrive. It's not just Best Buy and Circuit City anymore. Now Walmart, Costco, even Home Depot sell LCD and plasma high-definition TVs. All this jockeying for sales pushed prices down an average of 40%. Consumers may be jumping for joy, but retailers aren't. Ted Shadler is a consumer electronics analyst with Forrester Research.
So the retailers have been competing on price, and that's, of course, what retailers do. At the same time as the sales are high, the profits are low, and they're low for the retailers and they're low for the manufacturers as well.
The electronics chain Circuit City recently reported a quarterly loss, in part because of the drop in prices, and flat-screen TVs aren't likely to brighten Walmart's bottom line as much as that retailing giant had hoped. But for consumers, analyst Shadler says it's a boon, even if the average flat-screen TV is likely to set you back more than $1,000. Plus, there's the added cost of high-tech confusion, which means paying someone to set up the newfangled TV.
They have to have the right cable, which could be $100 easily. They have to have HD programming from their cable provider or their satellite provider, and that's usually $10 or $12 a month. They might have to upgrade their audio. So there's a lot of extra spending that consumers have to do in order to get the full benefit of HDTV.
But he doesn't predict that will deter people from buying flat-screen TVs.
Consumers seem to have almost an infinite wallet to buy consumer electronics, whether that's PCs or MP3 players or digital cameras or televisions. And I'm confused myself where that money's coming from, but consumers are certainly able to find it.
Shadler says when the 2006 figures are out, they'll show that 34% of American households now own a high-definition television set. That's up from 17% the previous year. Jessica Smith, NPR News.